You are now listening to the JBY podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, if you hear the nature, you hear the sounds of the birds, you hear the trickling of the leaves, it's your boy Jay Pack here, Mr. JVY, Mr. Yeet Yeet. Welcome back to another episode of the JVY podcast. I am here with one of the homies, not just one of the homies, I consider her one of my sisters, a creative, a visionary. Y'all know that a picture's worth 1,000 words. She makes it like 1,000,000 words, all right? A native of the city, Charlotte, North Carolina, to be exact. We just out here. So if y'all hear a little camera flicker, don't worry about it. I'll get you right. But I'm here with the one and only Lee the Shooter, a.k.a. Lee the Goat, a.k.a. Lee the Best. Ooh! Yeah, my sister. So this ain't just going to be no regular conversation, y'all. We really just talking. We talking and vibing. We're talking and vibing. This is what we do. When you get around creatives who inspire you to do better and feed into what you do, you keep it going. You keep it pushing. So I thought it was right, very fitting, to go ahead and get my sister on here. All right? Now, I want to keep it authentic because you can hear everything, the nature. As a creative, when you get into a space where you can just sit and feel what you want to do, is the most authentic, it's the realest. Mm-hmm. Nothing else can top that. Mm-hmm. My sister, how are you?
I'm good, feeling good. Yeah. Happy to be out here with you.
Yeah.
Vibing, creating.
Yeah. We finally here. Y'all have no idea. This episode, or just us connecting, is taking a good little minute. But you know what? We busy and we working. Mm-hmm. Creatives, let me tell y'all something. When you find somebody you want to work with, make sure that you always keep in contact with them. Yes. Especially if you reached out first.
So important.
That's the most important thing. So tell the audience, and you can refresh me as well, tell them about the start of Lee the Shooter.
The start, that's an interesting question. Well, I've always had a camera in my hand since I was a little girl, thanks to my parents. They, you know, put emphasis on the importance of pictures. And so I always kept like a disposable camera on me. And I was just taking pictures of everything, nature, family, literally anything. And over time, I just fell in love with it. And when I was in the fourth grade, my parents gave me my first digital camera. And from there, It was a wrap. I was just taking pictures of everybody, and eventually that led to me getting into event photography, meeting different people. And then I was like, okay, this is cool, but I want more, and I want to have more control over what I take pictures of. So I became a portrait photographer in 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
And now we're here. Yeah.
You've made a lot of strides, your own business.
Yeah.
Your own enterprise from it.
Mm-hmm.
You've done, like, really done a lot of work. You've got your foot in the game. People do not understand that. So when it comes to the photography game, I know that, you know, especially during the pandemic and whatnot, a lot of people got mm-hmm. into it because of, you know, of course, it's a hobby, and I would never knock somebody for a hobby.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, what do you think is the difference between those who have always had their foot in the game and love the authenticity of it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to those who would do it just to say, hey, I just did it? Like, what do you think is the main difference, and why do you think the love for it is not as strong as it used to be?
Oh, man, what a question. Honestly, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between the two, because even the people that are in it for, like, a quick buck or a hobby, it's like, they're working as hard as a person that's trying to make art,
yeah.
you know, or has a vision in mind. But, how can I say this? Sometimes you can just tell in the attitude, the composition of the photo, how they go about posting, networking, putting their work out there. That's really it for me. And then the love. How can I tell, like, the difference between, or how that has changed? I think because it's become easier for everyone to do, the love isn't in it as much as it used to be.
That's a good
point. It's really easy to get, you know, a camera and just start clicking away. Honestly, anybody can do it, and a lot of people feel that way. Hey, I can take a picture like that, you know. So yeah, I just think since the access has changed, it's not just film, you have digital as well, and then you have your phone. Yeah, so people just, you know, it's changed. It's not like it used to be, like you said.
So in your opinion, not even your opinion, I want to know from you specifically, what does photography do for you? I feel like every photographer can put their own spin into it, but the way that you and we work together, 2-3 times in the past, maybe four. And I would always notice, it's not just with myself, but everyone you worked with, where you've always complimented a skin tone, you complimented the clothes they have, the background in general. You tell a story, and a story is really centered around blackness, you know, black black innocence. Not superiority in a sense, but it's more of a, we are still kings and queens. So what does it mean to you to be a photographer from where you started and to where you are now and where you're trying to go? What is that? What does photography mean to you?
What does photography mean to me?
And what does it do for you?
Photography to me, it means to me, you know, making memories, making timeless art. Those are the two, like, major things for me, honestly. And then what does it do for me? It keeps me alive. It keeps me going. Like, it's hard to explain, but when I hear that shutter go off and I just pick up that camera, I'm in a different world. And it's like, whoa, I get to be a part of somebody's day. I get to be a part of history. I get to be in control of how I look, how my people look. And that's pretty cool to me. That's what keeps me going, and that's what it does for me. I get to make somebody's day. I get to be a part of somebody's project. I get to bring somebody's vision to life, my own vision to life. And so that's why I love photography.
How important, and I like to ask a lot of questions. I know it seems like an interview or questionnaire, but how important, in your opinion, is the relationship between the model or the person that is the exhibit and the photographer? Because you have, and we talked about this off the mic, you have photographers who may not be in tune with the artist or the model themselves. This is for the dollar. It's like, okay, I'm gonna get this up. Here's for my portfolio. So I get this workout. But it's like, how important is it for the photographer to give a suggestion and the model go with it and be at ease? And then for the model to say, hey, why don't we try this over here and this over here? How important is that relationship to you?
Oh man, it's super important, because if you don't have a good relationship with the model, or good communication at least with the model, it's going to reflect in the work. Like, if I'm not making sure the model's comfortable, I'm not making sure I'm comfortable, and we're both not in our heads, it's going to show in the work, and it's just going to be horrible. Like, that's super important. I don't have to know your whole life story. You don't have to know mine. But we need to make sure that we're on the same page. So building a relationship is important of some sort, to some degree, is super important. It's something you have to do, and I feel like a lot of people don't do, because, oh, I need the exposure, I need the money. You can have, you know, those goals and have those thoughts in mind, but get to know the photographer, get to know the person, so we can make magic and we can complete our goal. And who knows where the relationship could go from there as well.
Exactly. Because I feel like just setting the tone before you get there, or like, I think of it how a recording artist and a producer work.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yo, I love what you did with, let's say, Hit Boy, for example. Like, yo, I love what you did with Nas. My name is Dom Kennedy. I want to create this group because we both from California.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you did with the drums and the kicks and whatnot. I feel like with a photographer, it's like, yo, I don't even know what lens you used. It could have been a 35. It could have been a 50.
Yeah.
I don't know what you used. It could have been an Omega lens. I have no idea. But the way that you set it up and put it together, it was so concrete to the point where it's like, why do I need to use anybody else? Because right. You understood what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Like,
it's crazy because I look at it as, I see when I work with you,
mm-hmm.
I see you on a spectrum of the old school photography, like, hey, we gonna talk and have a conversation. What are you looking for?
Yeah.
What's the goal? What's the motive? What's the inspiration?
Yeah.
And then I still see you as the new school. And it's like, I'm gonna post my stuff on Instagram. Don't get me wrong. But that portfolio popping. That portfolio is popping. And I got a repertoire of people who can tell you right now, I'm one of the best.
Yeah.
You may not know right now.
Yeah.
But you done seen me on a few of them explore pages. Yeah, you done seen me.
Yeah.
I'm Lee. Respect it.
Period.
So, but being in an environment like Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I talk about this from time to time on the pod when it comes to the being an artist.
Yeah.
Would you say that Charlotte is a cutthroat environment? To where, like, you can put yourself out there, but it won't get the recognition? Or would you say it's a pretty easygoing spot for artists to thrive? And why or why not do you think that?
I think at one point in time, it was cutthroat. Mm-hmm. And now things are changing for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have people being more vocal mm-hmm. about it, about the importance of, you know, community and creating and what it can do for the people, the city.
Mm.
Yeah, honestly. But at one point, it was tough to get your foot in the door.
Man.
But now, you know, you have these different groups that actually want to, like, help people, connect with people, and create. So it's becoming easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely easier than it was a few years ago. It still has its challenges.
Yeah.
But, it's changing, and it's beautiful to see.
I think, and for me, I'm very pro-black.
Yeah.
You know it. I'm very pro-black. I just love when, and it's nothing to knock another photographer or nothing.
Yeah.
But I love when a black photographer can capture a black body.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense where it's a certain swag. I feel like there's a certain swag that both parties need to have.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm gonna capture you in this yellow or green, but I need you to understand why I have you right beside the trees as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The skin tone matches the bark.
Mm-hmm.
The green matches whatever accent you got. The yellow is in nature. Even if it's not in nature and I got you in the studio, I know this specific light, this specific hue, this specific lens, this is gonna work.
Yeah.
I just need your trust in me.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like trust is really important. Okay.
Super important. Yes.
Rapid fire questions.
Oh, gosh.
I want you to just rate these on a scale of 1 to 5. One being the most trashiest thing in the world. 5 being like, oh, yeah, this is it right here.
Okay.
You probably already know the first one.
Okay.
So it's going to be easy. It might be a little difficult.
Okay.
When you're shooting with someone and they have a clear and concise idea of what they want to do.
Five.
Okay.
Teamwork, make the dream work. 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Someone who comes to a photo shoot knowing what they want to do, but they don't have a specific look, and it might clash with the idea that you have for them as well.
I'm going to give that a 3. Because, you know, we can make something shape. We can make something work. But, woo, it can go either way. It can either be really good or, oh, this is about to be really horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna give it a 3.
Okay. You have a model or person who is interested in shooting with you.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they want to do.
Okay.
They know exactly what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not willing to compensate you for the work.
1.
A one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Big ol' fat one.
Big ol' fat one.
Yeah.
People, you gotta support your people. They got gas in the car too. They may want to go to Steak 48. You know, you gotta support your people.
I'm weak.
Yeah. Let's see. Someone asking you to shoot for them just for exposure and not to build your brand. Or to help build your brand.
Just knowing who I am, and sometimes I fold, I'm gonna give it a two.
Wait, you said you fold. Is it due to like this? It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Okay.
The person, and then I can probably make it spin in my favor still, knowing me.
Smart.
Finesse. Dang.
Okay. One more. God, one more. And I'm trying to think real deep into this one too. Dang. Genuine support. Actually, it's not even a rapid fire question.
Okay.
Because the rapid fire question is done. It's just a either or.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I want to know which one you would lean towards, but I want you to tell me why. Genuine support. Or which one feels better? Genuine support from people who don't know you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, social media or TikTok or people walking around the street or whatnot. Or support from folks who do know you but are used to what you do.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Why you do me like that?
Because I have the same challenges myself. And I'm like, I know somebody else think the way I do.
I'm going to have to go with the, oh my gosh, this might sound crazy. I'm gonna go with the second option.
Okay.
And hear me out.
Go ahead.
Because they're used to what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I can show them something different. And maybe make them do something different. And while I'm doing that, it attracts new people.
Gotcha.
That are genuine.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And plus the people you know a little bit, some of them are very easy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can give me a constructive criticism tip, and I won't take it as harsh as opposed to somebody who's just new to the work.
Yeah. Boom.
Dang.
Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
That right there.
Okay. Yeah. I was kind of stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I got folks who support everything I do on social media, like TikTok, the pod itself, like everything. Mm-hmm. And I got people here at home, you know, close constituents or whatnot who will see it, and it's like, we're used to that. And it's like,
that's what you always do.
I'm like, okay, you don't notice the progression? Like,
you don't have nothing good to say?
Yeah, you ain't got nothing good to say at all.
That's it.
All right. Okay, got another question for you.
Okay.
What is an ideal or dream photo shoot for Lee the Shooter?
I would love to work with somebody like Solange.
Oh, my
That's God. My dream. She just gets it. I don't even really have to explain. If you know, you know.
You know.
I would snap.
Oh, my God.
She's so creative. Mm-hmm. She pays attention to detail.
Yeah.
She can hop in so many different bags. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like she would be open to what you have in mind, but still make it her.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a dream, man.
Who's another dream person? So if you had a top five lineup of people you could work with, because I see you being a celebrity photographer in the next 2 years, next year or two, who are your top five celebrities or famous people outside of Solange? Because I think she's number one.
Outside of
Solange.
So we already have Solange.
Yeah.
That's hard. Megan Thee Stallion.
Ooh.
Okay. We have Megan Thee Stallion. Saw Baby.
Oh, man.
Who else? Oh, my gosh. I have two more.
Take your time.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Who else? Erykah Badu.
Yo, Mama Badu. Mama Badu. I feel like you could be their in-studio photographer. You could be the photographer on the road. If they need some behind-the-scenes stuff for a documentary, the little snapshots, I figure that. Oh, my gosh. I feel like you can go far with that.
Yeah.
Last question, because we still got to do the photo shoot. I can't wait for y'all to see these. What is one thing that you wish people understood about you and your creativity that they don't know yet? Or they don't already know?
It's multifaceted. I am limitless.
Yeah.
I might have to find a different way to do certain things because of my circumstances.
Yeah.
But I can do it all.
Talk.
Yeah, I can do it all. Just when you think I'm just going to stay in one place, I switch it up. My creativity is forever, you know, evolving, changing, growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. I know it was the last question last time. Okay. Very last thing. Okay. What is the song? I don't care what photo shoot it is. I don't care what event it is.
Mm-hmm.
What song would you play during a photography session, editing session, anything that keeps the fire burning? What is that one song?
I'd have to say Run It Up by Tyler, the Creator. It just gets my creativity flowing. It gets me pumped. And it just makes me feel like I can do anything. I can accomplish anything. Yes. That song just does something to me. And I feel like it wakes the people up.
It does. Dang. Him and I share the same birthday. So I haven't belated Tyler. But dang.
Pisces.
Come on.
Gang, gang.
You know it. All right. So tell them where to follow you. Please tell them where to follow you. Go ahead.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lee the Shooter. You can follow me on Instagram at Lee the Shooter. And you can follow me on TikTok at Not Normal Lee.
Not Normal Lee. It's the place to be.
Period.
Y'all, I wish y'all was out here. I wish. It feels good. It feels great. She got the camera. She's snapping right now. She did the snap, man. So listen, I finally got another photographer on the pod, y'all.
Yay.
I got another one. There's a few more coming. I want to have a photo shoot or have had the pictures ready for y'all as soon as I drop. But you know what? Don't you ever rush a photographer to get the editing done, because they will mess you up. You'll be in grayscale instead of color. But y'all, stay easy and positive. Drink your water. Eat your fruit. Moisturize. Wash your ass.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of y'all don't be doing that, taking bird baths. It's nasty. You know, we got to keep it black and keep it simple. Support everybody in the community. Even if you don't know this sister, I need y'all to get to know this sister and rally behind her. I do not speak on a whole bunch, but when I tell you that I know where the creative's at, this is one of the leading examples. I don't know how she trusted me in front of this damn camera this whole time, but
I'm weak.
Nah, you gotta support who supports y'all, man.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep it going. Let's keep it rallied. Let's keep it up. Let's lift each other up. We got too much going against us for us to do it to ourselves, man. So as always, do all of that and then some. I see y'all on the flip. It's your player partner, your cousin across the corner, your podcaster's favorite podcaster, your drummer's favorite drummer, your model's favorite underground model. And your photographer's favorite person to work with is your boy JPZ, JNeezy, JVY. That stay fly. I'm gonna see y'all on the flip, all right? Yeet, yeet. You wanna do it? Go ahead.
Yeet, yeet. Oh, there we go.
All right, bye, y'all. The JVY podcast will be right back after your song of the day. Check it out.
What the niggas talking to me about? See, as a kid, I felt alienated by the niggas who look just like me. Niggas treat my nuance like it was a nuisance. So I was like, fuck them. I did my own shit, and now I'm up, and now all that paid off. And all them niggas, they peaked in high school. I always had confidence. I ain't never been nervous. I ain't never had anxiety. I ain't never second guessed myself. If I want it, I go get it. I'm always on go mode. I just go. I don't know what fear is. When they talk about that nigga, I'm him. I'm that nigga.
Funny, right? for some reason y'all didn't really think we was gonna be here. See, for y'all, the sky's the limit. For us, the sky's just what we stand on to reach the beyond. High above the clouds as you see us. Catch up, niggas.
Bitch, I'm running out the chair like I got rocks on. And I'm running out of shit cause I got rocks on me. Bitch, I'm running. Bitch, I'm running.
We gon' run it up.
Bitch, I'm running.
We gon' run it up.
Spend it all.
We gon' run it.
I might just spend it all.
We gon' run it.
Here today, but going tomorrow. I just might spend it all.
We gon' run it.
I just might spend it all.
We gon' run it.
I might just spend it all.
We gon' run it.
Here today, but going tomorrow. I just might spend it all.
We gon' run it.
I just might spend it all.
We gon' run it.
I just spend it all.
We gon' run it.
Here today, but going tomorrow. I just might spend it all.
We gon' run it.
He off the dope. We off it, we off the boat. Crosshairs to heat off, we tee off like we off, we see off the scope. So I grin, bunny hop been zoomed in. Ever since I hit 210, other faces with the blue skin, with the green background, don't know how to act now, but I need a Nagi on my blue fin. Fiends moonwalk when I come, death hoes speak when I'm here. The dead hit sprints when I hum, why you acting so dumb, but you know I got the fuzz. I'm live from the 310, green goblin, it been tired. No lots, they send photos, I send wires. Gumballs cool me down, I'm on fire, can't fuck with them. Rap, help us see clear when the lighting was dim, dim. We ain't nothing to you, but we something to dim, dim. When you're in your room and you're staring at the ceiling, dreaming, I want you to know it's no ceilings. I want you to notice that feeling. I want you to leap and go forward. I want you to reach with no fearing. Throw clear and scream it. Let them hear it. Run that shit up, baby. I might just spend it all.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode, another rendition of the JVY Podcast. I hope today's episode has been one that you can always enjoy. You know, just share it with family and friends, your loved ones, whoever you feel like can benefit from a really dope-ass podcast. You can find me everywhere on Instagram at _JVLIL and the podcast page at The JVY Podcast Official. Make sure you type in that entire thing in your search bar. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at _JVLIL, TikTok JVY with two underscores after it, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/JalilPack. I'll make sure to put all of that in the description so you can see everything. If you don't want to read all of that, you can just go to the link tree in my Instagram bio and you can click and go from there. But we are pushing, we are keeping it rocking, and we are keeping it moving. So I appreciate everybody for tuning in. As always, be safe, stay easy, stay positive, stay grounded. Sometimes stay humble, but not all the time. Let these people know who you are. Talk your shit a little bit. And I will see everybody on the flip side, all right? Yeah.
It's the JVY Podcast, boy.